From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. One person died Saturday and several more were injured when someone drove a car through a crowd of protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. President Donald Trump said he was closely following the events.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
The car ramming occurred as people were leaving the area after police deemed the demonstration unlawful when multiple bouts of violence broke out at the rally between demonstrators and counter-protesters. After a long campaign season, Kenyans are returning to normal life following the announcement made Friday evening that President Uhuru Kenyatta had been reelected for a second term. He defeated longtime opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Both celebrations and protests ensued, some lasting into Saturday. Kenyatta asked for people to come together.
I extend a hand of friendship. I extend a hand of cooperation. I extend a hand of partnership, knowing fully well that this country needs all of us pulling together.
Thousands of Venezuelans marched in opposition peacefully Saturday against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Many of those participating said that they are against U.S. President Donald Trump's talk of potential military option to resolve the country's political crisis. One protester told the Associated Press that she preferred sanctions to military intervention. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for instantaneous updates. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta on Saturday, killing at least 15 people. It is the latest attack to hit the restive southwestern province of Balochistan. Provincial Home Minister Zafaraz Bukti recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility from any of the Islamist militants and separatist insurgent movements active in the resource-high province, which is a key part of a $57 billion Chinese economic corridor through Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke Friday evening. The two leaders reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. In a statement, the leaders affirmed that the recent adoption of new United Nations Security Council resolutions regarding North Korea was an important and necessary step toward achieving peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. It said the presidents also reiterated that they recommend that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un must stop his provocative and escalatory behavior. That echoed a remark made by President Trump on Friday.
He utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years and his family has been uttering for years. Or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it. And he will regret it fast.
The president's warnings on Friday came hours after a Chinese editorial in the Global Times recommended Beijing remain neutral in the event of a North Korean first strike. The head of the panel that drafted Egypt's 2014 constitution denounced calls to amend the charter on Saturday, saying that parliament should focus instead on implementing it. Amar Moussa was apparently responding to calls by some lawmakers to extend it by 2 to 4 years, the term a president may serve in office. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has less than 1 year left in his first term and has said that he has not said whether he will run for a second term. The Constitution stipulates a president may only serve one term in office. Doctors Without Borders said it is temporarily suspending the activity of its rescue ship due to alleged threats from Libya's Coast Guard, which has become more aggressive in patrolling the coast where human traffickers launch boats crowded with migrants desperate to reach Europe. Doctors Without Borders says its medical crews will keep working from a ship operated by another aid group. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.